I'm Janine Preston from Life is a Beat, and I've been spending the weekend in Cullinan. I've been with Mark on the Ghost Bus tour, and I was fortunate enough to stay over at 117 Oak Street in Cullinan, in a beautiful guest house with the most beautiful finishings, and all done by Lisa Marie and Jacques Pistorius. And this morning I have them here with me while I'm having breakfast of muesli and muffins and the most beautifully served. You'll see it on the website. Good morning. How are you?
Good, and you?
Good, thank you.
Thank you for
Oh, no, it's a pleasure. Thank you so much for hosting me last night. It was just so awesome to sleep without dogs and husband. So that was pretty cool. So you've got a young family, I see.
Yes, we have two little ones. Busy little ones. The one is 4 and the other one is 2. And then we also have 2 Scottish dogs, so... Yeah, we're growing.
She's two dogs and two dogs kids.
As well, yeah, they used to actually stay with us, but now at the other house. Yeah, but they are the famous two Scotty dogs that you see on all stickers.
Oh, my word. And have you always lived in Cullinan?
No, I came from Cape Town, and he's from Gauteng, but we used to live in the Northern Cape for 5 years.
Oh my goodness, where did you live in the Northern Cape?
Well, in Lime Acres.
My mother used to live in Lime Acres. Oh, and so did a friend of mine, because they were all, my folks used to look after the mine kitchens. And friends of ours, Maureen McDonald, and so Maureen.
Well, nobody knows where it is.
We know where it is.
When I met my husband, he said he stayed in LA. I'm like, what? Where do you stay? No, I stay in LA. Okay. So that's where we actually started and came from. Yeah, but he now works at the mine, and that's how we got here.
Oh, so you're in the mines?
Yes.
Yeah. Ah, okay. So is my husband. He works for Sandvik. Okay. Mining and construction. Yeah. So Keith knows everybody. He also knew Lime Acres, because my parents lived in Lime Acres. Oh, wow. So there you go, you see. More famous than you thought.
Was
with
the Lime Acres, actually.
Sandvik, it's like the
old
mine there runs on
Sandvik. Yes, and Keith works. So this is one of his mines.
Okay.
So when we ride here on the bike, he avoids that street. Because he's not here for work. So what made you decide to start a guest house?
The hospitality industry. I actually studied a little bit of hospitality and more pastries type of, that side, but I don't...
The baking side.
The baking side, yeah. So I used to work in coffee shops and everything, but my mother actually started with everything. She was a florist. So we used to go with her to the weddings and all of the events. And Saturdays and Sundays was our day that we work with our flowers. And in the evenings, you used to put in little leaves and so on. So yeah, that's how we actually started with the hospitality business. And I just got on with it.
And you just grew into having a guest house. And obviously, Jacques, you work full time and then help out at the guest house on the weekends.
That's the way it works.
He's
the animal. I was just going to say the same thing. My responsibility is just to fix the things that's breaking, you know.
Paint.
Well, I see you've done an amazing job on your house. It's beautiful and it's not cluttered, because normally older guest houses have a lot of clutter, and they're great. Don't get me wrong, but it's so nice to have old stuff that you can appreciate because you can see it.
Yes.
And you know it's there and it's appreciative. And I think that's the most thing. The nicest thing is that you can appreciate all the pieces that you put together.
You can actually see the pieces.
And what is the pandemic been like for you?
Well, we were closed when we had to be closed. That was a little bit hard, but we actually... Well, everything happens. We were very fortunate to have a very good months before that, so we could actually build up a little bit of finances and so on. But we actually did a new room, and then it was a week after that and the big lockdown came.
Sure.
So then we were closed for about 3 months, and then when we started, we could open again. We got our best month. So then we actually just grew from there, and then we had to close again for a little bit. But we got a lot of Pretoria people from Pretoria that came whereas we got a lot of overseas people before the lockdown. So our market just changed. But it hasn't been that bad, I think. We're still running, we're still going on, and we actually grew. So we started with one room, we now have four. So I want to say it's going good.
I would think so. Yeah. And I think for you to still, I looked at your location in terms of where you are in mm-hmm. Cullinan, and I think you're so well placed because
yeah.
you're kind of in the middle of town. So when you're here, mm-hmm. you don't have to use a car.
Yes.
Because I know one of the things we have in Joburg is we're always in our cars.
Mm-hmm.
So being able to go to a place where you don't need a car, it's just fabulous because you can just park and walk. Because you forget what it's like to walk, especially during lockdown, since we all work at home now. You know, you walk from one room to the other, whereas you used to walk to work or walk from the car park.
And the area is quite safe as well. Yeah. So it's a nice walk because it's also quite historic if you walk down the road, you know, to the
towards mine. Towards the mine.
Yeah. And it's really a safe walk. You don't have to worry about anything.
I think one of the things you write about that is the ability to be able to walk around the town without feeling threatened or being unsafe, as it were.
Exactly.
Because I think it's quite a busy little town at most, because it's almost like Pilgrim's Rest used to be. They regrew all of these little towns and made them beautiful again.
Yes.
And I think Cullinan's working towards that, because I see they're fixing the roads at last. The bottles.
It's been a long time. But the town actually went through a little dip just before lockdown. And I think lockdown did the town actually good. Because now everyone from Pretoria and Johannesburg started to come because they couldn't go.
They couldn't be out of the province.
They couldn't leave the province. Absolutely, you couldn't even leave the country.
So they finally go to Arti, so they just came to Cullinan, you know. Yeah. So it actually did us really well.
Yeah, so our market was overseas, people from overseas, and then our market started being local because we didn't have a lot. We got a lot of locals, but not so much as before the lockdown.
And did you find that with starting a guest house, did you have a plan, or was it sort of just there's a house for sale, you know, why don't we turn it into a guest house?
We drove past this house when we were long, I guess, so we went to spend a week here just to come and look for houses, and we were all week in here and we couldn't find something, and this house was actually under offer there was a line like four people in front of us.
Oh my word.
And I was just like, I want this house. Yeah, I want this house. And it was in a very, very bad state. So we knew that when we actually bought. But we couldn't get the house. And then one day we were just actually outside of Cullinan on our way to Pretoria. And the guy phoned and he said, well, do you still want this house? I'm like, yes, now we'll sign now. We can send it in the car. We'll sign now. And it was a weekend when we got a house. And everyone, the office just didn't ring through. So it was a blessing that we actually got this house. But we wanted to do the porch. And the main thing was we thought about a guest house, but it wasn't in our short-term plan. And then I got the kids with me at home. So it was just something to keep me busy. That's why we just started with one room, and then we saw there was actually a market for something not old, but not just with a little bit of modern finishes.
And that's where you came in.
And that's where we just started our little journey.
Yes. That's amazing. And how much input do you have besides handyman, Jock?
His opinion matters when I want.
I was going to say, but when it comes, when she can't decide which color, that's when you step in, obviously.
Yeah, but it wasn't.
That's how most couples work.
Yeah.
There's got to be somebody whose plan it is and somebody else, because otherwise, I think the fighting will just be too huge, because you'll never get a room finished because there'll be two differing opinions.
So, as I wanted to say, we didn't actually. We came into the guest house with the plan of a guest house, but not short term. And then we do something, and then we go, okay, it works now, we go on with it.
We just
moved out, and we didn't have a plan. The house came up, and we just, okay, we're going to move. We didn't have the finances or anything. And yesterday, we were actually in the car, and we're just like, we can't afford this, actually. But we're going to have to make it work.
Going to have to make it work, absolutely.
So we actually did the sums after we moved out. So that's how we work. So now we have to make it work.
But that's absolutely right. I mean, otherwise you'd never take the leap of faith, am I right? I mean, you'd look at all the circumstances and say, you know what if lockdown happens again? What if this happens again? You know, what if the story, you know, and you'll never make it work.
Yeah.
But I think once you take the leap of faith, you have to make it work. It's like you've got no choice.
Yeah, you've got no choice.
You know, and that's what South Africans are so famous for.
It is.
You know, we've had apartheid, we've had all the challenges thrown at us, and here we are.
We just managed to
rise. We just make it work. Yeah. You know, it is what it is. You know, we can't change the way the government works. We're in a minority. So we're here. Yeah. We don't want to move. We love our country. So,
let's
just invite people to share our piece of heaven. Yeah. And this is definitely a little piece of heaven. You know, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
So I think the whole idea is we'd like to put a weekend together with you and the Ghostbus tours.
Nice.
The Ghost tours, because your whole theme fits in with the whole ghostly thing as well.
Yeah.
And of course it starts just down the road at the church.
Yeah, it's so nice.
So it's an ideal spot. It starts and stops, literally. Yeah. I think it stops at the graveyard.
Yeah.
But I mean, that was quite fun last night. So watching the guys get all scared.
Do that.
Have you not done the tour yet?
Oh my goodness! That's the tour of our lives. So I just need to find a babysitter first.
Otherwise, take him with.
Yeah. No, it's
not that scary.
I should love it. But
there was an 11-year-old on last night, and he was quite cool. Yeah, he was the youngest ghost hunter. So I interviewed him before the event started. So he was kind of cute. He was excited about everything. You know, the key bending, and he was just blown away. You know, when one of the guys got a fright because they saw at the station Florence Nightingale with the lantern. I mean, he just ran down the railway tracks. It was so funny. So it's a great opportunity for you as well. And I think there's a lot of stuff that's growing in Cullinan. I know the station looks like it's reopened, and they've done a really nice job of opening that restaurant
and
putting the tables on the platform. And it's actually just a nice area.
Yeah.
I think they've opened up the warehouse in front of it.
Yeah, there's a nice little shop now there that actually stocks nice things you want to buy. So they are busy with
it. And how far are you from Pretoria?
30 kilometers.
30 minutes drive.
Because Joburg, I know we're 50, which makes it so nice for a weekend, because then you're not spending your whole time in the car. And I think that's the key of South Africa, is we spend so much time in our car driving somewhere. I mean, we look at people who go to the South Coast for the weekend, and I think to myself, where's the value in that? You have spent 8 hours in your car getting there. That's Friday. Okay, so you get there in the middle of the night. You wake up Saturday morning, you're at the sea for the day, and you have to leave Sunday morning at 4 o'clock to drive all the way back again. And I'm thinking to myself, why?
Yeah.
Nobody's been able to explain why. Because I don't understand why. Mm. But I look at the value of having little towns like Cullinan and Parys and those little towns. And I think, what an amazing place. Because you can leave at lunchtime on a Friday.
Mm.
Literally within an hour, you're at where you should be to check in. You
can still do something nice there.
Absolutely. You can go and have a look around. Yeah, you can go and do river rafting. You can go down a mine. Yeah. You can do all of those things. And when you drive back on Sunday afternoon,
you can still have lunch and everything.
Absolutely. And then still be back home in time. So I think
it's close.
You don't have it's close. Only your mom would think of that. But that's and I certainly wish you all the best. I mean, I think you're going to do really well. How many rooms do you have?
So we have four at this stage, and we have one that is, well, we want to call it the Elegant Oak. So it's going to be like our bridal suite. It's going to be all white, and it still has this Oregon floors, Oregon ceiling, Oregon little thing, lacel geese. So we're going to do that to make it a pretty room. Yeah.
The pretty room.
The pretty room, yeah.
So, and what are you going to call it?
The Elegant Oak.
Oh, that's awesome.
So do you still have that once? We're thinking about doing it end of this month. So we're holding thumb that we'll be able to do that.
That's
and
awesome.
Then we actually want to start with little functions, but more intimate functions, like 6 to 8 people, maximum of 10 people. And like the breakfast you have.
Just
we want
beautiful.
To do something like that, just a little high tea or maybe like a bachelorette.
But mostly like, sort of your 60th birthdays, your and if somebody is like a friend of ours just got married, she's 85. Her type of bachelorette would be a high tea.
Yes.
It wouldn't be a drag queen event.
We want to do the fine china, the Royal Alberts, all of the little silver pots and teapots and so on.
I think
so
that would be stunning.
So we're trying to convert our little stoop outside and going to be some tables and chairs.
There is a place that you should visit in Johannesburg called the Victorian, I'll tell you what it's called now, Victorian Secret.
Okay.
And it's in Benoni. All
right.
It's the most beautiful little patisserie.
Yes.
And they do exactly what you're thinking of. Go and have tea there.
I will do so.
And get some ideas. Yes. Because what they also did was they serve in a china teacup.
Yes.
It's on its side. And then they with its saucer, and then they put the cakes that are coming out of it. So when you order cakes from the patisserie and it comes to the table, they do it in an upside down cup.
Oh, that's nice.
You know, that kind of
Just play odd with thing.
Very playful. So and their stuff is obviously quite beautiful the way they've and exactly what they were doing a high tea the day that I went there for lunch with a friend of mine. They were also doing a high tea. And just pop through and have it, you know, because it's great to get ideas from people like that.
We actually just we went to stay at a place in just outside of Pretoria 2 weeks back, and you have to get out. You have to see what other people.
What other people are doing?
And
because that's where you get all your ideas.
Absolutely. What you shouldn't do or something. Yeah, so. You have to do that.
And so far what you're doing is right. Yeah. I mean, the things you've done is really quite cool.
Yeah.
And I think you've really given a lot of thought. Mm. It hasn't been a commercial adventure so much as it's been an adventure from the heart.
Yeah.
And you can see that in all your finishings and the way you've done things and, you know. Yeah. Do you serve lunch and dinner or just breakfast?
Well, at this stage, we combined with the hotel. So when we get contractors in from the mine, we just pop them a voucher. But we want to do, he actually wants to do special evenings. So that's also on the table, but for a later stage. Like a nice Italian evening or...
I think that's brilliant,
Yeah, so we want to get like upcoming chefs and just... So they work then for themselves. We'll supply everything. They do the food. We get the wine. And we just have like...
That is such a wonderful idea.
And then you can stay over if you like.
Because we've got really great weather for that.
We do.
There was a place in the Drakensberg called Granny Mouse. Okay. I don't know if you've ever been there. Have a look at it on the internet. Okay. What they did was they did food weekends. Mm.
Yes.
So the whole weekend is around food and wine.
Okay.
So you check in on a Friday and they've got a chef that comes to do Italian. And then on a Saturday morning, it's somebody who does a fine breakfast.
Oh,
and the whole weekend is about food. Food and wine and drink. And then they teach people, I think at lunchtime, you can learn how to make pasta.
Okay.
So the whole weekend is you come and book in to stay, and the weekend your ass is out. And they just give you such wonderful treatment. And it's in the Drakensberg.
Yeah.
So something like that in Cullinan, which means we don't have to drive far, would be great because it means we can invite our friends to say, let's go and have a culinary weekend. Mm-hmm. And you literally book in here and you spend the weekend together. And it's all about the food and the drink and the, you know, learning about wines. And you get a sommelier in. And I think that's such a lovely idea. It's really something you should pursue because it's not being done much.
It isn't.
And if we travel somewhere, we want to stay over. We want to go as a group. So there's a bunch of friends of ours that like to travel together. Mm-hmm. So it's like, let's go to Cullinan for the weekend, you know. It's a culinary weekend.
It is.
And you literally can, and you don't have to leave.
Mm.
I mean, why do you want to leave?
If you want to leave, you can just walk down the street.
Walk down the road, absolutely.
A little bit of sun and come back.
I mean, we went, I remember we used to go to the game lodges to cover it for the magazine. And they put us in this most amazing room. And I mean, then they put me in a drafty Land Rover. It's like, no, I don't want to go in your drafty Land Rover. Send me a picture. I want to be in my beautiful room. I'm only here for the weekend. You know, I want to experience everything this room has to offer. And, you know, all the surrounding, like the lodge is usually built around a central area where you can sit and enjoy the fire or a glass of wine or whatever. Then they want to put me in a drafty Land Rover. I'm like, no, I don't want to do that. Just send me a video.
The thing that we have for our guests, and they usually say, no, we'll check out at 8, maybe, let's just say, for instance, like, and then we're like, really, are you going to check out at 8?
Oh,
they're like, no, they're usually up early, they're going to go and explore the town, and then, like, we're knocking at 9 on the door, they're like, oh, we overslept. So it's so quiet and so nice,
it's just
they just
so
want
beautiful.
To sit in the... In their room and stay in their bed.
And you've got such a nice little balcony area, which means you're not confined to your room. You're able to sit and enjoy the scenery. And I think we're so used to being in Joburg and our scenery being the house in front. It doesn't bother us.
Mm.
It's not like we need... But when we go to the mountains, we want to see the mountains.
Yes,
when we come to Cullinan, we don't expect to see a mountain
mm.
or a lake. It's not something you kind of have your expectations
but you
of.
Want to hear a little bit of birds,
but you can hear all of that because you've got the most beautiful little veranda. Yeah. So, but what I'm saying is, in terms of your outer space, it's really beautiful the way it is.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be. Are you thinking of building a pool, or was that sort of?
It is.
Oh, I see the handyman's having a laugh. I see he's having a giggle. Oh, thank you. Are you going to be expected to dig the hole?
I hope not.
We have a king.
That should be fun. But it'll certainly fit in well with your culinary weekends. I think the culinary weekend idea you were out seeing to the kids when we were talking about the culinary weekends, and I think that's such a beautiful idea. Because we have such amazing wines and our food in this country is amazing. And I think so many people miss that. They go overseas so they can see and bless Europe. I mean, I've been there and I get it. But you want to go overseas, you immediately expect that we're going to have the same food we have here. You're going to have the same service over there. You're going to be able to do beautiful things. But actually we get there, we're usually in the middle of a city. We end up eating at McDonald's because the food is so expensive. So what have we gone overseas for? We could have stayed here, spent the same money, had a better experience in terms of the food and the wine and the that experience, and that's what you're offering. You know, and you must never stop that because I think and we're very fortunate to live in the country that we do live in. I wish you guys all the best. I think you're going to do really well. You're well placed. You're just so beautifully situated. I don't know who thought that up, but you're like the first house on the street. I mean, heading into the area where all the residential, obviously, I think it's a residential, is that that
residential,
way?
Absolutely.
And you've got a wedding venue right across the road. The church, it's a beautiful church, that, because we met Mark and them there yesterday. Beautiful venue. I thought if I had to get married again, I'd get married there. Because you've got, you just stay at venue across the road.
No, I mean,
off street parking. I mean, brilliant idea, because you don't have to have the wedding here. You can have the wedding there. The mess can be that tight.
Yes, of course.
I mean, that's what they designed for, aren't they? Yes. And you're far away enough from the music, because we noticed that there was a lot of noise down that
there
side.
There was actually a wedding there by the Diamond Lodge yesterday
evening. Yes, I saw that. Was it a wedding?
I think it was.
Because it looked like a whole big pink thing. I thought it was more of a bridal shower. So I was kind of like, that looks like a bridal shower. Well, I never know what they're called these days. Yeah. They're called kitchen tea, bridal shower, bachelorette, hen party.
A lot of getting together and drinking champagne.
Kind of like weird, huh? So give me a little bit of information. Where can people find you? How do they get hold of you?
Well, we're on all of the normal platforms that you see, booking.com, like Slop, all of that. But we're trying to do more private via Facebook. So that's we're starting with the Facebook page, and that's what we are starting to grow.
And what's your Facebook page called?
117 on Oak.
That's something enough, huh?
Yeah, self-catering B&B, or B&B self-catering, so.
An email address?
117 on Oak @gmail.com.
Perfect.
Everything is, just normal standard or name.
117 on Oak. Such
website.
A nice name. She's simple.
Yeah, simple, easy. You got the address in your name,
and it's very elegant. So elegant, because that's what all the places like in New York and all that. It's like
very black and white.
Absolutely.
So
thank you. I've been with Lisa Marie and Jacques from 117 on Oak in Cullinan. Been a fabulous day. I'm Janine Preston of Life is a Beach.